Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our thoughts, our feelings, our words, our actions, so does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us. We come together each day in meditation so we can open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 58. Want more, need less. Want more, need less. On the surface, this phrase and each half of it seems like it's almost saying the same thing. To want more, need less. Want literally means to lack, be deficient in, be destitute, have a shortage. It also means desire, to wish to see something other than it is, wish for something, a craving. And when you take the word desire to go further with it, which is part of the definition for want, it means to ask for, to request. And this is the part I want us to focus on, because we're told to want more. I don't want you to be wanting and always be wanting. Whatever we focus on is what we get. So if you're wanting, you're always wanting, and that has associated with it a sense of lack and deficiency. But desire is also part of the word want more, the phrase. And desire is to make a request. So instead of wanting as in being needy and lacking and insufficient, be wanting more as from a place of requesting, not begging, which puts you into the neediness area, but requesting, asking for, demanding the state that you desire, that you find worthy and pleasing. And the key is holding the energy inside that the request is already done. Acting as if, feeling as if, speaking as if the request is already answered. And living and being from this place. And so we are guided to hold this energy of being, what we request. Now this may seem like a stretch, but this is how we create and transform. If you hang out in wanting and needing, then you'll always be wanting and needing. If you'll elevate the definition of wanting to desire, and desire is ask for a request, and you take the request as a state of being, that you already are exactly what you're requesting, then it is so. You see and feel and act and speak from this place exactly what you requested. This state of being. Become the state of being rather than hanging out in wanting, which is lacking, and needing, which is lacking. It is about your raising your awareness of those times when you feel or you say, I need this, I want this, when will I get this? The slight difference between wanting and needing, both have the energy of lack. Something that is felt is needed is considered a necessity, like food and water. any condition that you feel is required, a necessary condition, that you actually would, if you can't get it, you have to get help for. And as long as you keep coming back to that energy of needing, do not be surprised when you need more of it or something like it and attract conditions like it again and again. Here again, instead of needing, raise your energy to that feeling it is already provided for. And then go from, as we did, requesting and wanting, to the word required. And the word required simply means ask again. So again, it's about raising your energy to the state of being that you already see your need fulfilled. So you become needless. And that's what we're told to do. Need less. Want more. Need less. You become the state of being. Whatever it is you feel is missing. You become needless. Not needy, as in always requiring something that is lacking, like basic necessities. You don't become needy as always wanting what someone else has and you feel you don't, as in deficient or destitute or short something. You become needless, already fulfilled, holding within you the energy that it is. Acting as if it is, feeling as if your cup runs over and you have more than enough because you are connecting with a life force that is always here for you. And when you stay connected with this divine life force energy inside and stop getting connected and misdirected outside, then you are given inner wisdom, where to go, who to call. This is the path of being needless that leads you to the path of infinite abundance. Needless, not needy. More than enough, not wanting more. It's an inner state. The word request means state of being. So you make your demand upon Mother, Father, God, knowing that or something better is here for you now. And you simply let it go. You act as if it is already done. You discover first what you don't want. That's so easy. So instead of getting caught up in what you don't want, you raise your beingness to make the request exactly what you do want, your desire, raising it to what is worthy, not what is missing. Your desire. You make your request and then act as if it already is. Sometimes when you do this and you go into meditation, the answer or the picture will be right there. Sometimes it will come later. You'll be acting as if, letting go the angst and anxiety, and then it'll simply pass through. You'll have that aha moment. It's as if your eyes will be wide open and you see it so clearly. And it will always happen when you shift from neediness and wanting and lacking to being needless, because you have placed your request from a higher level and you stepped into your beingness, the state of being exactly what you asked for. This is the path to create the higher life that you desire. To step out of the muck of wanting and needy and this repeating cycle, because whatever you focus on keeps coming back like a boomerang over and over and pulling you back down into that energy. You shift it from inside. When you shift from your awareness, with your awareness that you have been in a wanting and needy and lacking and deficient mentality and energy, and you let that go, you see clearly what you really desire, what you know is a worthy place to be. And now you make this request from the state of being exactly what you desire, from a place of feeling you're already there, a place of seeing it as if you could taste it and touch it and hear it, declaring it good and letting go so the magic may work, and continue to stay in this high energy. This is to be needless and to attract all good things. This is our message today, to practice being needless. And every time that you habitually start to say, I need this or I want this, catch yourself. Discover what is missing, what is lacking, what is the shortage. Shift inside to see and to feel exactly what you desire. Make your requests from that place, in that state of being, exactly what you desire. And let God work through you in the situation now, as you live from this higher state of being. This is our guidance to practice today, to practice being needless, to practice being more in touch with the requests, not the need. Rising to live from the state of being, knowing everything we could ever desire as truly for our highest and best good is already here for us, waiting for us to let go the lack and need and neediness and deficiency and the hoping and the craving. It's simply be. Be what is worthy of us now. Allow God to work through us as we raise our awareness to the truth inside and see what's outside of us as simply a vehicle to get you in touch with the truth inside. Not to get caught up in it. Not to get misdirected by it. But to raise your energy inside so you can see it right and allow the miracle to happen. And it always starts with you. Inside you first. That's how miracles happen. With the energy in your heart center first. The power and presence of God to work through you and the situation as you allow the truth to come through. The power and presence of God's love in you. So your whole being walks and talks and sings from this higher energy. You are the state of being. Be love and see love and feel love and know love working through you now under grace. Know it is done. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Allowing yourself to be drawn to the light inside of you. Like a butterfly being drawn to the light of the candle within you now. Being drawn to the sweet, sweet nectar within you now. Being drawn to the fragrant scent within you now. Being drawn to the vivid color within you now. Being drawn to the higher energy within you now. I'm being drawn to a peacock blue within me now. Be conscious of this light, of this color, of this energy awaiting you now. Simply be one with this light, this pool of healing color, this energy, Mother, Father, God, the life force that is within you now. Be one with it. As you come closer and closer inside, feel the peace radiating from your heart center, sending out 50 million billion megahertz of pure love essence. More than enough to transform every cell and atom of your being to the energy of divine love. Feel this energy pulsating through you now, reaching out from your heart center to your toes and everything in between, and your fingertips and the top of your head. Breathing this pure love. Feeling it being pumped through your entire being now. Feel the peace, the harmony, the prosperity. See in your mind's eye any condition or situation that's brought you inner turmoil. Perhaps seems like turning your world upside down. Keeps you up at night. You're talking endlessly about what's wrong and not working. See that situation now. What doesn't work? And now raise your awareness to the energy that does. Raise your awareness to the right and perfect solution, the right and perfect place to respond from, the knowingness of exactly what would be most appropriate. Feel, see that now. See, feel yourself there now, being in this state, this awesome state, of peace and harmony and prosperity. Feel God working through you in the absolute peace that brings you as you gaze out the situation, this condition, through the eyes and heart of divine love. See and feel divine love making it so. Know it is done. See and feel yourself acting, being, speaking, feeling from this higher place. Declare it is done. God is working through this situation perfectly now. All is well. It is done. feel, yes, it is done. And the peace and assuredness that comes with it. Yes, it is done. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to live from this place in our everyday life, knowing it is done, being in the state of it is done, trusting it is done. And so, as we began, we take deep, long, slow breaths, noticing the color inside, the light inside, and it may be different now, and it is done, and it is good. Knowing this light is always here for you. God's pure love is in you, guiding you at all times. As we come back to the surface, assured we are one with God's wisdom, love, and light. Feeling God's energy pulsating through every cell and atom of our being. Becoming aware of our body temple. Breathing into our hands and our feet and squeezing them ever so gently. As we wake up to the outside world with this inner truth so clear within us now. Breathing into your heart. Thank you. And into your head. Thank you. Welcome back, dear ones. Thank you for stepping up to be your God self now. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth with us now.
Be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, unity. The path is to need less and receive more. Let go and let God. We are one with God. Under grace, thank you, Father God, thank you, Mother Earth, Om, Om, Om.
It is done. God bless. Namaste.